Ever feel like time's playing tricks on you? 1 minute the day's dragging, the next it's flown by. Well, get ready to really question time, because today we're tackling time dilation. And not just the physics, though. We'll get there. You've given us these articles, Hindu thought on time, centuries old.
Yeah, it's wild how often ancient wisdom kind of predicted what science is finding now. Time is like the perfect example. We think it's rigid, unchanging, but...
Not even close, right? Like, we experience TikTok, but something way more complex is going on. So before we get all mystical, let's do the science part. What is time dilation, really?
Okay, so imagine time's like a river, right? Sometimes it flows steady, other times it's speeding up, slowing down, based on the landscape. In physics, that landscape is gravity and speed. And Einstein's relativity, that's our guidebook here, basically says time is relative, not the same for everyone everywhere.
Yeah, I think I'm with you so far.
Good, good. Let's get specific. Two main ways we see this time dilation in action. First is special relativity. That's all about speed. Closer you get to light speed, slower time moves for you compared to someone standing still.
Wait, so if I'm in a spaceship near light speed, time actually slows down for me.
Exactly. That's the famous twin paradox, right? Two twins, one on Earth, one blasts off near light speed for, say, 5 years. They come back, they've aged 5 years, Earth twins aged decades.
So the space twin's a time traveler, coming back to the future where everyone else is old.
You got it. And this isn't just theory. GPS, that's proof.
Hold up, are phones, GPS, affected by time dilation?
Absolutely. Those satellites, they're orbiting crazy fast, further from Earth's gravity than us. Their clocks run slightly faster because of this. GPS has to 80 just for that, or we'd have directions off by miles every day.
That is so cool. But how? What's making time bend like that?
Key is light speed is constant, always that fast, in a vacuum, no matter what. So to make that work, time has to be flexible.
Whoa, so time itself warps to keep the speed limit.
You got it. Mind-bending, right? Mm. Think of space-time, like this huge, bendable fabric, massive thing. Planet, star, it warps that fabric. Like putting a bowling ball on a trampoline, you get a dip.
Okay, I can picture that. So closer you are to that massive thing, deeper you're in the dip, slower time goes for you.
Exactly. General relativity in action, gravity, messing with time, it's all relative to where you are, how you're moving in this warped space-time fabric.
So speed, gravity, warping time. Our everyday time isn't so simple. It's all relative. Now, you mentioned ancient cultures, Hindus. They were onto something about time, too.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting. For centuries, Hindu thoughts had this idea of time that's incredibly similar to what physics is just now discovering.
Okay, now you have my attention. Tell me more. So modern physics, it's saying time is relative, flexible, even warped by gravity. What's the Hindu take on all this?
It's surprisingly aligned. Hinduism has this concept, Kala Chakra, wheel of time, literally. Suggests time isn't a straight line, but cyclical, like a giant cosmic wheel turning through these distinct phases, yugas, they're called.
Yugas. Yeah, I've heard that. Break it down for us.
Sure, sure. Four main yugas in Hindu cosmology. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dvapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. Each one's a different age, unique characteristics. Satya Yuga, the first one, that's the golden age. Peace, harmony, spiritual enlightenment, the whole deal.
Sounds nice.
Right. But as the wheel turns, we move through each yuga. Each cycle, less virtue, less awareness, more chaos, disharmony.
The downward spiral, basically. Things getting messy.
Kinda, yeah. Where are we now on this wheel? Hinduism says Kali Yuga, the shortest, most chaotic one. Conflict, ignorance, spiritual darkness.
Checks out, sadly. But it's a cycle, right? So even after this chaos, it swings back to harmony, new Satya Yuga.
Exactly. That's the Kala Chakra's beauty. Not a finite line, but this endless cycle. Creation, preservation, destruction. Constant ebb and flow, cosmic dance of order and chaos.
Wow. Our linear view seems so limited compared to that.
And speaking of limited, gotta talk about Maya. We said it before, that illusion of the material world clouding our perception. Hinduism suggests, just like our senses get tricked by Maya, our experience of time itself could be an illusion too, or at least a very limited view of something much bigger.
Okay, so cyclical time, yugas, A and D. On top of that, our perception of it could be warped, like those GPS satellites. Makes you wonder what LSE we're misinterpreting about reality. Are there like stories in the Hindu scriptures showing this in action?
Oh, absolutely. There's this sage, Narada, visits Brahma, the creator god. Goes to Brahma's realm, short visit for him. Turns out to be centuries back on Earth. Narada returns, everyone he knew is gone, lost to time.
Like a twin paradox, but instead of a spaceship, it's a different realm where time flows differently.
Amazing parallel, right? Makes you think, were these ancient myths hinting at something profound about time and reality all along? Another thing, how they describe devas, these celestial beings. Different realm, crazy long lifespans. Their single day could be hundreds of our years.
So divas, are they like living where time flows differently, near a black hole, like we were saying?
Now that's a question. No concrete answers yet, but these connections between ancient wisdom and modern science really make you think.
No kidding. Our understanding of time is evolving, and clearly there's more to find out. We've gone deep, haven't we? From physics, it's like, whoa, to ancient Hindu ideas about time.
It is remarkable, isn't it? How these different ways of looking at things kind of end up in the same place, time being way more than we think it is.
Really makes you think. But someone listening right now, stuck in traffic or whatever, what's the takeaway? Why should they care about time dilation, yugas, all that?
You know, it's a good question. I think just thinking about this stuff, even if we don't get it all, it changes how you see things. It's like a sense of awe, you know? Mm. We're in this huge universe, reality itself can bend, and we get so caught up in our little lives, we forget that.
Right. Stays humble. There's always more to learn. Our idea of time now could be just, I don't know, a tiny piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. And this is where Maya comes back in, that illusion. If we get time so wrong, what else are we misinterpreting? Makes you question everything, be more curious.
Almost like permission to let go of the clock a little, be in the moment more.
I love that, because isn't that what it all points to? Science, ancient wisdom. It's saying time isn't just this thing outside us, it's part of how we experience being alive. And maybe understanding it better helps us live better too.
Beautiful way to put it. It's not just facts. It's how those facts can change how we see the world.
Yeah. And who knows, right? We keep exploring space, making discoveries. Maybe those ancient stories, different realms of time, beings living thousands of years. Maybe it won't seem so crazy.
Right. What if we could experience that, not just read about it? Incredible thought.
It really is. What else is out there waiting to be found, both inside us and out there in the universe?
Until next time, everyone, keep asking those questions, keep exploring, and remember, time may be a lot more flexible than you think. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.